We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
This town is the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And today's the 12th of March, 2011. I'm having a little technical difficulties this morning. I'm a little out of breath here also. So please bear with us here, folks, as we try to get things squared away. Major quake yesterday. Most of you know this. We have reports coming in now. There is a nuclear plant over there in Japan that exploded overnight. The quake and the tsunami, which hit the Hawaiian Islands and, of course, the west coast of the United States and did some damage. I don't know of any casualties. I do know of one man that was swept out to sea. He apparently was out there taking pictures. You know, folks need to understand and pay attention to these warnings. Seems like whenever one of these tsunami warnings are issued, you always have a certain segment of the population that don't take it seriously and go out there and try to take pictures and swim in the surf. And, you know, unfortunately, this man learned the hard way that you have to take these types of things seriously. So anyway, that's the one casualty that I'm aware of. Now, there may be others as well here in the U.S. Lots of casualties in Japan. The latest figure, I'm looking at the Drudge Report, they say he's got quite a collection of articles up here. Building housing, Fukushima 1 reactor blows up. They're having a nuclear meltdown over there, apparently. Lots of reports about the nuclear meltdown, but I'm looking for... Apparently now the death toll, they're saying now, that has topped 1,700. That seems to be the latest figure that I'm finding. There's 300, 400 bodies in one coastal city. Thousands more are missing or feared dead. It's a huge, 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 massive crisis. And whenever these things happen, you got to wonder, you know, in this day and age of technology, in this day and age of where earthquakes can be set off, you got to wonder, is this some kind of operation, ladies and gentlemen? I come back to the words of William Cohen, former Defense Secretary of the United States. Others are engaging even in equal type of terrorism, whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes and volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. Is this what's happening over there? I don't know. Hopefully not. But certainly at a time when everything can be controlled by HAARP and different facilities around the world, you got to ask the question. We'll be back here in a moment. Stay with us.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Covered America. I'm Darren Weeks. Hopefully we got our technical problems ironed out here. We'll see what happens here. Nothing can raise your stress level more than 10 minutes before the showtime losing your internet service, especially when a lot of your material is on the internet. I do have some printed material here if we get time for it, but anyway, folks, a lot going on here in this world. And you're certainly welcome to call in. The number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I mentioned the quake before the break. Massive tsunami, massive loss of life, 1,700 people now. They're saying the death toll has risen to 1,700 with hundreds more missing or feared dead. We've had a rash of about 30 earthquakes here in the United States. Nothing like, of course, what they have over in Japan. But they're blaming the gas companies. Daily Mail out of the UK is reporting a rash of earthquakes affecting two small American cities in the past week have baffled geologists. The locals are blaming gas companies. The north central Arkansas cities of Greenbrier and Guy have been affected by more than 30 earthquakes since Sunday, ranging in magnitude from 1.8 to 3.8. Geologists are still trying to discover the exact cause of the recent seismic activity, but have identified two possibilities. Geohazards supervisor for the Arkansas Geological Survey, Scott Osbrooks, said, quote, the quakes are part of what is now called the Guy Earthquake Swarm, a series of mild earthquakes that have been occurring periodically since 2009. He says it could be just a naturally occurring swarm like the Enola swarm, or it could be related to ongoing natural gas exploration in the area. Well, it sounds like he, being a geologist, doesn't even know what's causing the quakes. But other locals are not convinced. They're saying that it's the gas companies. Once again, folks, William Cohen, April 28, 1997, Department of Defense Secretary, he said, others are engaging even in an eco-type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon other nations. It's real, and that's the reason why we have to intensify our efforts, and that's why this is so important. William Cohen, under the Clinton administration, said that earthquakes could be set off. He blamed the terrorists. Who are the terrorists today, ladies and gentlemen? The same one that's blaming, same people that are blaming everybody else for all the terrorism. And so the beat goes on. In the meantime, we know from the New Zealand Herald, once again, dated June 30th, 2000, the New Zealand Herald covered this. Tsunami bomb, New Zealand's devastating war secret. Now, I want to make it clear, I am not saying that the Spanish tsunami and quake, I'm sorry, the Japanese, Japan tsunami and quake were a set-off situation. There's no way I could say that. At this point, I have every reason to believe it's a natural occurrence. However, whenever something like this happens, it's a good time to go back sometimes and remember some of the stuff we've covered in the past, and to keep this in the back of your mind, that in this day of technology and synthetic weather events, weather manipulation, climate manipulation, everything is manipulated and orchestrated today for a predetermined outcome. Sometimes things do happen naturally, but there's no way that we can ever know whether or not an event is natural or whether it's man-made. This is probably, I'm hoping it's a natural event. Regardless, it's going to be used. Japan, all those areas that have to be evacuated, they're going to have to be rebuilt. And they're going to be rebuilt in accordance with sustainable development, ladies and gentlemen. But this New Zealand Herald press report from 2000 says top-secret wartime experiments were conducted off the coast of Auckland to perfect a tidal wave bomb, declassified files reveal. An Auckland University professor seconded to the Army set off a series of underwater explosions, triggering multi-tidal waves at Wangaparoa in 1944 and 1945. Professor Thomas Leach's work was considered to be so significant that the United States defense chiefs and Professor Thomas Leach's work was considered so significant that the United States defense chiefs said that if the project had been completed before the end of the war, it could have played a more important role, or as a role as effective as that of the atomic bomb. Details of the tsunami bomb, known as Project Seal, are contained in a 53-year-old document released by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade. Papers stamped top secret show the U.S. and British military were eager to seal to be developed in the post-war years, too. They even considered sending Professor Leach to Bikini Atoll to view the U.S. nuclear tests and see if they have application to his work. He did not make the visit, although a member of the U.S. Board of Assessors of Atomic Tests, Dr. Carl Compton, was sent to New Zealand. Dr. Compton is impressed with Professor Leach's deductions on the SEAL project and is prepared to recommend to the Joint Chiefs of Staff that all technical data from the test relevant to the SEAL project should be made available to New Zealand government for further study by Professor Leach, said a July 1946 letter from Washington to Wellington. Professor Leach, who died in his native Australia in 1973, was the university's Dean of Engineering from 1940 to 1950. News of his being awarded a CBE in 1947 for research on a weapon led to speculation in newspapers around the world about what was being developed. Though high-ranking New Zealand and U.S. officers spoke out in support of the research, no details of it were released because the work was ongoing. A former colleague of Professor Leach, Neil Curtin, told the Weekend Herald that the experiments involved laying a pattern of explosives underwater to create a tsunami. Small-scale explosions were carried out in the Pacific and off of Wangaparoa, which at the time was controlled by the Army. It is unclear what happened to Project SEAL once the final report was forwarded to Wellington Defense Headquarters in the late 1940s. The bomb was never tested on a full scale, and Dr. Curtin doubts that Aucklanders would have noticed the trials. Whether it could ever be resurrected under some circumstances, he said, I think that could be devastating. So just keep that in mind, in the back of your mind, listeners, as we go forward here, and as now we hear more and more talk here in the United States about the new Madrid fault. They're saying now that the new Madrid fault is due for a major earthquake, and this, of course, is in the area of Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, Kentucky, Tennessee, Arkansas, Mississippi, northern Alabama. This is the area of the new Madrid fault. And they're saying now that, you know, it's due for a major quake. And we have reports of the Federal Emergency Management Agency ordering, or looking at least at ordering, hundreds of MREs for people of the new Madrid fault. So the question becomes, are they planning something? Do they know something other than preparedness, other than being ready? The Examiner reports, earthquake along new Madrid fault would devastate central U.S. Up until this point, they say, the recent earthquake tremors felt in Chicago have been more of a source of amusement than a source of alarm, but a new University of Illinois report says that we could be in for the big one. The report warns that a major quake in the 7.7 magnitude range is a real possibility along the new Madrid fault line. Now, what we just had over there in Japan, ladies and gentlemen, was an 8.9. Now, my understanding is that they actually changed the Richter scale back a while ago, and so it could very well, and I think it was like a point difference that they changed it, so an 8.9 could be a 9.9. I'm not quite sure what the new scale is compared to the old scale, but they did tinker some with the Richter scale back a while ago. Anyway, they say in this Examiner report, this was a report out of the University of Illinois. It warns that a major quake in the 7.7 magnitude range is a real possibility along the new Madrid fault line. If a quake that size did hit, the report estimates at least 3,500 people would be killed and more than 80,000 others hurt. In short, the quake could devastate areas in Illinois and other central states. The report was commissioned by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and was headed up by the University of Illinois professor Amir Al-Nashi. Other estimates from the report include 715,000 buildings damaged, 7 million people homeless, 2.6 million households without power, and $300 billion economic impact. The two towns most at risk because of their proximity to the fault zone are St. Louis and Memphis. So towns in Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Arkansas, and Alabama will also see damage, according to the report. All right, I'm up to break time. I'm going to go ahead and take the break. When we come back, I want to move on with this FEMA information here and a lot more. Stay with us. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back shortly. Thank you.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Govern America. I'm Darren Wicks. The website, by the way, is governamerica.com, www.governamerica.com. My email address is radio@governamerica.com. I do keep it open during the program as long as my internet's working, and we'll see. That seems to still be somewhat sporadic, but we'll do the best we can to kind of limp through the program. Hopefully things will smooth out in time. Anyway, before the break, I've been talking about this situation in Japan with this earthquake and how here in the United States they're warning us, and they have been now for a while, about the New Madrid Fault and how this quake can set off, can end up devastating a large area. They're predicting, I guess, this University of Illinois report. They issued a report that was commissioned by FEMA, which said that there could be a major quake in the not-too-distant future, a 7.7 magnitude range quake in the New Madrid Fault Line. And once again, this would affect Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, Kentucky, Tennessee, Arkansas, northern Mississippi, and northern Alabama. Major area, major zone if it ever happened. Now we know with the technology that happens, these things can be set off. And we know the United Nations has plans and desires to depopulate the planet. So the question is this something that's going to happen naturally, or will it happen at all? Is this something that they're planning? In the meantime, we have the government website, fedbizops.gov, the Federal Business Opportunities, and they have the RFI for prepackaged commercial meals. RFI, I guess, is Request for Information. And reading from this official government website, they say the Federal Emergency Management Agency procures and stores prepackaged commercial meals to support readiness capability for immediate distribution to disaster survivors routinely. The purpose of this request for information is to identify sources of supply for meals in support of disaster relief efforts based on a catastrophic disaster event within the New Madrid Fault System for a survival population of 7 million to be utilized for the sustainment of life during a 10-day period of operation. FEMA is considering the following specification: 14 million meals per day. So you get one. Really, what this is 140 million meals, ladies and gentlemen. 14 million meals a day for 10 days. 140 million meals for the New Madrid Fault. Now, is 10 days going to be enough to feed these people? Well, no. But what we're talking about is major devastation that they're planning for, which... You know, you draw your own conclusions on this. They go into details about the serving size, 12 ounces, entree not to exceed 480 calorie count, maximum calories 1,200. I'm not going to get into all the details about the meals that they're looking for. They say requested menus to include snacks, fruit mix, candy, chocolate peanut butters, squeezers, drink mix, condiments, and utensils. All meals and kits must have 36 months of remaining shelf life upon delivery. So they're looking for 36 months of remaining shelf life. Now, I'm not sure what the date of this thing here is. I'm looking now. Okay, this is June 20th. And then they updated it and canceled it on June 27th, apparently. Anyway, they get into... Other thing, they go into the details about the menus that they're looking for: homestyle chicken noodles, potatoes, vegetarian pastas, green pepper steak with rice, barbecue sauce with beef and diced chicken with rice and beans, chicken pasta. They said the following questions are put forward to interested parties. Please specify the type of organization responding to the questions. If a small business, please specify all Small Business Administration socioeconomic programs under which your organization qualifies. Does your organization have a product available that meets all the specifications above? If the answer is yes, what is the country of origin? If the answer is no, can your organization produce such a product? What would be the product lead time? What country are the manufacturing plants located in? Can your organization deliver the product? I think that's a typo. Deliver the product to a specified location within a 24-hour period. Please provide an implementation plan for critical delivery orders and delivery surge orders. What states do you already have contracts in place with to provide these types of products? Please detail the types of meals and quantities you can provide for each day following a disaster. Please provide alternatives to the meal specifications that your organization can provide. Anyway, they go on and on and on and on and on with the questions, but I just wanted to point this out to you. You can say, well, FEMA, you know, it's their job to plan for emergencies, and maybe that's all this is. Let's hope. Anyway, we're up to the bottom of the hour break already. Let's take the break. We'll be back in a moment here on Govern America on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And your phone calls are welcome. 800-313-9443. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys, and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Wiggs. www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And my email address right now, once again, is radio@governamerica.com. While we're talking about natural disasters, it's a good idea, ladies and gentlemen, to come back to the subject of preparedness. Everyone needs to have a food storage program in place. I think that your food storage program needs to be multifaceted. And by that, I mean you need to have different phases of your food storage. You need to have the immediate, of course, you're going to have the immediate needs, the immediate groceries that you get at the store, stuff to last a week or two that you use on a regular basis. But then you need to have your longer-term storage. The second phase would be the longer-term storage food. And what we're talking about here is basically canned goods, things like noodles and rice and pastas, different things in jars, things that you may grow in the garden and put in jars yourself. Always a good idea to have a garden in the summertime, maybe in the wintertime if you can. But store this stuff up, grow it up, and can it up and have it sitting on the shelf. Because even one thing that a lot of people fail to keep in mind is even ordinary cans that you buy at the store, they tend to last quite a long time. I've got cans here that have lasted 10 years. You know, you wouldn't think that some things that would last that long, then you open them up and they're perfectly good. You know, so some things to keep in mind there. And then, of course, you got your really long-term, your long-term food storage program. This is stuff you buy with the intent of never using it. You buy it just to put on the shelf. And a lot of people say, well, you know, freeze-dried food, I know we got the freeze-dried guy that advertises here on the network. He sells the food. And a lot of people think that, you know, that freeze-dried food, you know, it's very expensive. It's too expensive. And you know, it does cost more than the food that you buy at the store. But you have to look at this as an investment, ladies and gentlemen, not as groceries. You're not buying this stuff to use it. You're buying this stuff, at least this is the way I look at it, to put on the shelf, and it's an insurance policy. It's to give you peace of mind. In case something happens in the future, you're not going to be one of those frenzied masses going to the store and trying to compete with all the other people who weren't properly prepared for the scraps that are on the shelves. I know I have family in northern Alabama, and that's what one of the reasons why this New Madrid fault story is kind of important to me, even though I don't know if they're exactly in the zone, in the part of Alabama where it would hit. But it's something to think about, you know, because I know in northern Alabama they don't have the kinds of equipment to deal with wintertime disruptions, and I'm talking about snow and ice storms that happen. They've been hit more this past winter than they have in a long time, I think. I know they generally get some ice, and whenever there's an ice storm coming, they always are, the stores, all the local stores are always hit. They're always inundated with people buying up everything from bread to water to you name it. They buy it up. And I've seen the pictures of my sisters live down that way. My father lives down that way. And they've shown me the pictures where they go into the store and take the pictures, and it's literally bare. Now, if you have a situation like that happen, say the New Madrid fault or any natural or man-made disaster for that matter, you got to consider that the possibility always exists that the store shelves would be bare. And you have to plan for that. And so having this stuff, this freeze-dried food, to put on the shelf for long-term storage is vitally important for everyone to do. And I would recommend that you not just go with just freeze-dried food. Now, of course, in a flood zone, if you end up flooding, your freeze-dried food probably wouldn't do you very good. But I don't know. You know, those buckets are sealed pretty good, I think. So you might do all right, but you still need fresh water. And in a flood zone, fresh water can be difficult to find, and that's another area that you can consider. The average human being, it's been estimated, uses between 50 and 80 gallons of fresh water a day. A household of about four, due to shared resources, they could use about 300 gallons, roughly. And that's, we're talking minimum here. So it's imperative to, if you can, if you have the space, store water. Get a supply built up. Store it in jugs or preferably these 5-gallon giant water drums that you can get that you can use out of it. And, of course, proper sterilization. And store up your water. Have a supply built. If you live in the countryside, you might be able to punch down an extra well, an irrigation well. Maybe have a hand pump on the irrigation well in case you lose electricity. There's something to think about. And also, to have, if you live in the city, it could be more difficult. Things are a lot more difficult when you live in the city. You tend to be, not always, but sometimes you're cramped for space. In that case, certainly a water purification system would come in handy, a Berkey. Comes to mind. They're an advertiser on the network. You can order them right from RBN. Just some things to think about, ladies and gentlemen, and don't just go with one type of food system. Mix it up a little bit. Do whatever you can. But now, I understand people are strapped for cash, and it can be overwhelming to talk about this to somebody who doesn't have the money hardly for groceries. If all you can do in your own area, your own realm of preparedness, your own with the realities that you have financially, if all you can do is just buy an extra can of soup or two at the store every week, then do it. You're still going to be better prepared than you would be otherwise. And if you can buy just a few extra groceries every week that you wouldn't ordinarily use, put them on the shelf, write the dates on them with a Sharpie marker or whatever, and change them out, rotate them from time to time. That's you know, every bit that you can do is better than doing nothing. And that's the key here. We don't want to be like the screaming, like the squirrel that's running across the road as you're barreling down on them with your car tires, and they're getting all panicked, running this direction, running that direction. See, that's how the elitists want to keep us. They want to keep us running scared all the time. The best tool, the best way to avoid fear and panic is through preparation ahead of time. And if you folks out there have anything you'd like to add to this, you're certainly welcome to call in. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Now, I understand that with natural disasters or man-made disasters, whatever thing that comes along, you're not necessarily going to know exactly how to prepare for it because you don't know what you're preparing for. So the key is to try to plan for just about any circumstance that you could possibly plan for. And I refer you back again to we did a show of unpreparedness in the past where a number of folks called in. One of the websites that was given out, and I was just going through this again last night, was the Surviving in Argentina. This guy has written a book, at least one book, on preparedness. He's had a lot of experience with it, having been in Argentina and seeing the financial crisis there and the looting of houses and neighborhoods and stores in that location, and so he has a lot to say on the subject of preparedness. You can get to his website by going to www.ferfal.blogspot.com. Once again, that's Ferfal, that's F-E-R-F-A-L, .blogspot.com. He's got a lot of great information there about personal preparedness. Do what you can, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we got a call. If you'd like to call in, you're certainly welcome to do so. 800-313-9443. Got some information about what some of the stuff that's going on in the Gulf Coast. Speaking of natural disasters or unnatural disasters in this case, dead dolphins washing up ashore, more dead fish, millions of dead fish washing up. The wildlife kills go on, and they're telling us everything's fine. We'll get into all that here after the call. But first we go to Alan in Texas. Alan, good morning.
Yeah, hey, good morning. I appreciate the show, Darren.
Thank you.
One thing I was going to throw out there for a little tip on food storage is one of the low-cost and high nutrition items that people can get are canned sardines.
Mm-hmm.
Very low cost, a couple bucks usually, for a single serving, and long shelf life, and highly nutritious.
Yeah, great. How long would you say that they keep for?
I would say if you get the better ones, the ones that are canned in Scotland are real good, or in Norway or Finland, look for the good ones. Don't get anything, you know, canned in China or anything like that, obviously. You know, but I would say, you know, 6 to 8 years is what I'm told.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so
now,
and,
you know,
you know, a person can take a $100 bill and get, you know, 40-odd meals, you know, stashed away for their family.
Yeah, you know, people need to be thinking about this because, you know, canned food...
doesn't take up much space either, see?
Yeah, exactly, and even tuna fish. I don't know what the shelf life of tuna fish would be, but it's a great meal. You certainly wouldn't want to eat it every meal. But I don't think you'd want to eat anything every meal.
Well, if you're hungry, you'll eat anything.
Well, that's true.
The only thing I don't like about tuna fish, though, is that they're much, much higher mercury content in tuna fish. Now, see, your sardines are a fish that does not live long, and, of course, very cold water, and it doesn't have the time, nor is it in the area generally, to accumulate many toxins like mercury.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's a very good tip.
Anyway, enjoying the show, and I'll get off here and let somebody else call.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. All right, folks, if you'd like to call in, got anything to add to the preparedness thing, I like to do these kinds of programs every now and then. Get you folks, you know, tap into the wisdom of the audience. You folks, I know you got a lot of information out there. You got a lot of wisdom out there. A lot of you people have been at this a lot longer than I have. So, so you're certainly welcome to call in, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. In the meantime, we see from the Telegraph out of the UK, BP oil spill fund sued for fraud and negligence. There's a $20 billion fund that was supposed to compensate victims of the BP Gulf of Mexico oil spill, but they have not been dispensing with the money, ladies and gentlemen. Now there's a lawsuit which is alleging negligence of fraud. The Telegraph is reporting Pinellas Marine Salvage has filed a suit in Florida against the Gulf Coast Claims Facility and its federal administrator, Kenneth Feinberg, claiming it is not acting sufficiently in the interest of victims. The local company claims that Mr. Feinberg and the fund, quote, circumvent many of the rights provided to victims of the BP oil spill under the Oil Pollution Act of 1990, unquote, and employs a delay, deny, defend strategy against claimants. Pinellas Marine Salvage is seeking economic compensatory and punitive damages. The case comes after a judge looked after spill-related crimes against BP, ruled that the compensation fund could not be called independent of the company. Last month, Jim Hood, the Attorney General of Mississippi, also filed a court motion on behalf of the state, alleging that the fund is intentionally underpaying victims. So the beat goes on as people are victimized by the mess in the Gulf, which I believe was an orchestrated event, ladies and gentlemen. I wrote about that in Operation Gulf Grease. You can get to that. I think it's still up on newswithviews.com. It was last time I knew. If not, you can get it in the archives at News with Views. Anyway, moving along here, we see from McClatchy, more dead baby dolphins wash ashore along the Gulf Coast. They say the phenomenon of Newport and stillborn baby dolphins washing ashore from the Gulf of Mississippi Sound continued through the weekend and Monday. The total in Mississippi and Alabama alone is 36 calves and 8 adults or young adults as of midday Monday. The number is higher if you include all 4 of the northern Gulf states affected by the BP oil spill. Researchers in Mississippi and Alabama that are concerned about the sharp spike in the number of dead newborns along the coast of the two states before the birthing season for dolphins gets fully underway. Anyway, that's going on, and then we have from the LA Times. This is dated March 8th. We see millions of dead fish at King Harbor in Redondo Beach. Authorities in Redondo Beach are investigating what killed millions of fish over the last day at King Harbor Marina. Fish including anchovies, sardines, and mackerel were floating lifeless in bassins 1 and 2 of the north side of the King Harbor Marina. They say basically there's fish everywhere you go in the harbor. And that's the harbor's assistant manager, Jason McMullen, who said that. He added that there were reports that the red tide may have driven the fish into the harbor in massive numbers where they died because of limited oxygen. So who knows what to believe about this? Certain wildlife people, certain marine experts say that these things are common, yet we're seeing more and more of them every day. And seems like it's really expedited since this Gulf crisis, so you got to wonder if there's some kind of connection. In the meantime, getting back to the Gulf, we see from the Atlantic, the health of the Gulf. Fishermen and oilmen clash. With the oil industry shifting from friendly PR to legal battles, competing narratives about the Gulf marine life have emerged. This person writing here in the newspaper, The Atlantic, says, I've come to the conclusion that there must be two Gulfs of Mexico, one that oil tycoons and their new buddies within the Obama administration see, and another that scientists and fishermen who rely on the Gulf for their livelihoods confront. Last week came the upbeat news from Bloomberg that the federal government had granted the first deepwater oil drilling permit in the Gulf of Mexico since the BP spill, whose anniversary will be marked on April 20th. Today's action sends a calming signal to operators, producers, and service companies that, along with the drought is all about over. Anyway, I got a break here. We'll take the break. We'll continue this on the other side. Then we'll get to unemployment news and financial information. A lot going on. Stay with us. This is Govern America.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Continue on here, talking about the Gulf of Mexico situation that's going on down there. We've been told, ladies and gentlemen, that everything was just fine and dandy. You know, that the seafood is safe to eat now. It just seemed like flipping the switch. You know, when all this was going on, we had the massive Gulf gush happening with the oil
flooding into the Gulf, and then the dispersants were sprayed after that. And we had a number of people get sick. Supposedly there were people that committed suicide. I don't know what to think about that. We talked about that stuff on the program when it happened. And then almost overnight, the government just said, well, you know, it looks like all the oil's gone. Now, we're talking gushes. I mean, something had gushed. How many days did it gush? It was a long time. And then all of it just disappeared. Hey, those oil-eating microbes just, you know, they came out of the woodwork and just did their business. In the meantime, we get more and more people, reports coming from down there where people are getting sick. By the way, I tried to get a hold of, we had one of our listeners forward me some information, the names of some folks that live down that way. I'm trying to get them on the show, and so far they have not replied. But we're getting more and more reports of people getting ill down in that way, along the Gulf states. And in the meantime, we have this report from the Atlantic. It says the Independent reported that more than 80 dead dolphins, we just touched upon that earlier, nearly half newborn and stillborn, have been discovered so far this year in the Gulf, more than 10 times the number usually found. The number of baby dolphins washing ashore now is new and something that we are concerned about, said Blair Mace of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. In February, Kenneth Feinberg, the head of the government's BP Claims Fund, said the research he had commissioned showed that the Gulf would almost fully recover by 2012. And a few days later, Samantha Joy of the University of Georgia told the American Association for the Advancement of Science's prestigious annual conference that far more oil remained on the bottom of the Gulf than earlier estimates said should be there. She said there's some sort of bottleneck that we have yet to identify for why this stuff doesn't seem to be degrading. She showed pictures of dead crabs, brittle stars, and tube worms on the bottom. Anyway, moving along here, I'm not going to read that whole thing for the interest of time, but we just need to understand we're being lied to on every front, ladies and gentlemen. And obviously, the Gulf is not going to be fixed probably for years. This is a major catastrophe. Who knows what kind of seismic situation has happened with all this pressure released from the bottom of the earth, where all that stuff came from. I mean, that could probably cause tectonic plates to shift. And once tectonic plates start shifting, other things can shift along with it, as a lot of times these things can lead to chain reactions. Anyway, we're already at the top of the hour. Second hour is about to begin, and your phone calls are welcome. Kind of quiet out there. 800-313-9443. We got some financial news coming up. News about communist China, food prices, inflation's going up rapidly, along with oil as well. And just a very, very eventful times in which we're living today. Stay with us. Also, I have some North American Union information as well. Don't go away. This is Govern America. We'll be back. Second hour is about to begin.
The next